महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः ॐ मातृकाभ्यो नमः श्री गुरुदेवाय नमः। Tonight is the sixth night of this continuous Ganga of devotion. Tonight is a very special night because tonight is the last night of Mahalakshmi, that people worship for prosperity. Everyone wants prosperity. Many people think prosperity only relates to money. But in my thinking, there is so many different kinds of richness. We cannot deny the importance of material wealth. To obtain material wealth, we meditate on the Mother in our heart. If we don't have a form, in ancient days, Shakti Puja used to happen with yantras. Mahalakshmi Yantra is a triangle pointing up and a triangle pointing down. Meditating on that Sri Yantra in our heart, if you just close your eyes and try to imagine that right in your heart space, a triangle pointing up, and then another triangle. So it makes it look like a six-pointed star right in your heart, filled with golden light. If you have trouble, difficulty visualizing the heart lotus open and a mother figure sitting on it granting you boon, mother's meditation can also be done in yantra. This is her yantra. Six-pointed. Triangle pointing up, a triangle pointing down. And holding that, your attention in the center of your heart, and that six-pointed star is filled with golden light, and sit with that meditation, this kind of meditation attracts means, whatever you need. While you are meditating, there should be no trace of scarcity. There should be only feeling of abundance, joy, and gratitude. This feeling that Mother is enriching me, Mother is filling me up with everything that I need. Tonight is the last night of Mahalakshmi. Mother is very kind, very giving, very generous. Meditate on this form, whether you are sitting in meditation or lying down in your bed. Keeping your heart, mind very clean and pure. Hold that yantra in your heart, surrounded with golden light. It's also a balance Our life should be a life of balance. That's what these two triangles mean. No excess of anything and no lack of anything either, just in balance. We do not want too much of anything, neither do we want too little of anything, just enough. Mahalakshmi, another name for Mahalakshmi is Santoshima, contentment. When contentment dawns in our heart, we feel very rich. So whatever is there available to us, we have aspirations, but before we aspire and strive, we must experience contentment, that I have enough. An old poet says, Sai utana dijiye jame kutum samaye, main bhi bhukha na rahu, sadhu na bhukha jaye. Oh God, give me enough so that there is just enough for me and my family to survive, and also a little more for any guests visiting. I have enough to feed them and take care of them. More than that is just icing on the cake, is generosity of mother. So this feeling that I have enough to feed myself, to take care of my family, and I have enough to take care of those who happen to drop in. Mother is very giving, very generous in her various forms. So feeling of gratitude is also very important. The other aspect of Mahalakshmi, she's not out there floating around in the skies and in lotus. She is very close to us, within us, in the form of her virtues. One prayer we have with the mother, O mother, may I be your perfect instrument. How could we be mother's instrument if we are able to help those in need, if we are able to satisfy someone's hunger, thirst? Or any worldly trouble they are going through, with a little sacrifice, if I am able to do something for them, in that moment I am being the perfect instrument for Mahalakshmi. One who knows how to give never experiences lack of anything. Having this attitude, this tendency to do something for the other, mother keeps filling our pot through which we give. Feeling of abundance, I have enough. Living in the world with that attitude is a real rich life. Tonight's meditation for abundance is the yantra, holding the yantra in your heart space, filling it with golden light. Just meditate on that and express your gratitude for mother, who has been available to you from the moment you were born in her various forms. Whatever your needs were met through one instrument or another. In whatever form you receive comfort, you receive inspiration, you received nourishment, you received protection, it was all Mother in her various forms. So be thankful to all those forms, and tomorrow we'll be entering in another aspect of the Mother. Tonight we'll just stay with Mahalakshmi. I bow to the Mother with all my limbs in all different directions. May she bless us all. Om Har Har Mahadev Namah Parvati Pate Har Har.